we'll keep it moving now. Everybody's on their feet. I'm going to introduce the speaker. She, one too, has been here a long time. She's been here longer than I have. And I've seen her go through, and I can't tell the thing because a lot of it was between the two of them. Because that was a different part of the ministry. But she served with him and she has stood with him. Put your hands together this morning for Pastor Bernice.
Service already. Service has been preached. We honoring the man of God. The Bible speaks about when he can give honor where honor is due. Right. And it's due him. It's been a long time to do. And we have been friends for over 30 years. It'll be 31 this year. Through this ministry, we work together. And he has taught me great things, many things. Open my eyes to see.
Yeah.
And he's a teacher of the word. Yeah. And he lives by the word.
Yeah.
I appreciate it. I appreciate the love of God within his heart.
Yeah.
And his soul. Yeah. He sold out for this ministry. And I appreciate it. Yeah. Give the Lord another great hand for this mighty man of God. He's done so much more. And I thank God that he placed him here.
Yeah.
To be our shepherd.
Amen.
He's the angel of this house.
Amen.
I love that the angel. Because he's God sent.
Amen.
God chose him for this very hour. And he chose our ear and earth right there. And they uphold him. Me and Sister Sherry, we the other ear and earth. We the female version. he always say, we think you are mama? my mother's name Gardner, I think. I think he's a fun, loving guy. And he'll give the shirt off his back.
Amen.
Like Pastor Keys was talking about the car. He let me have his car for 2 weeks or more. He said, here, Niecy. Well, sorry. What Niecy mean? Who was our friend? He will do anything, and what I like about him, he's always available.
Amen.
You can't get him on the phone right then and there, he'll sure enough call you back. What's wrong? He'll keep calling until he gets you.
Yeah.
And I like the availability. You may be seated. I think I appreciate it. And also, he gave someone to be by his side.
Amen.
Got his back. God, I want to congratulate her also because she has been ordained as pastor on New Year's Eve service.
Amen.
I thank God she's a joy to be around.
Amen.
Her love of spirit.
Yeah.
Her zeal for God. Yeah. I love her because she loves her husband.
Amen.
Amen. I thank God for he let me speak on his day. Well, that is an honor on his day.
Amen.
If you have your Bibles, we're gonna I'm not gonna say we're gonna be for you long, but I wanna say it. Open your Bibles up to 1 Peter chapter 5. I like the sound of that flipping that fight.
Yes.
If everybody have say amen.
Amen.
Okay, we're going to stand up and honor God as we read the word.
Yeah.
Amen. like the judge, when the judge say, when the judge come in the courthouse, they would say, all rise. All right. We all rise in today. Every last one of them. We got 2 feet, the rest of 1 feet. Stand up. We begin with verse 5. Likewise, ye younger, submit yourselves unto the elder. Yea, all of you, be subject one to another, and be clothed with humility, for God resisteth the proud, and giveth grace to the humble. Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time, casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour. Whom resist steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same afflictions are accomplished in your brethren that are in the world. But the God of all grace, who hath called us unto his eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after that ye have suffered a while, make you perfect, establish, strengthen, settle you. To him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen.
Amen.
Turn to your neighbor and say, live through it.
Live through it.
Turn to your other neighbor, live through it.
Live through it.
That's the title of the message. Live through it. You may be seated. Live through it. I got the title. I was listening to the radio and I heard this song. It's called Live Through It. But Nelson. I know it's Nelson. No. James Fortune. They live through it. And I listened to that song because when Pastor asked me to speak on this day, and I was like, and I was listening to the words of the song. And then I said, that's the title. That's it, Lord, isn't it? So live through it. We're going to talk about Peter. Peter today. I like Peter. A lot of people don't like Peter. Well, I like Peter. He was a fisherman. That was his occupation. His name means the rock. The actor thought he had something, but Peter got one up on him. He was a disciple. God chose him as a disciple, like he chose each and every last one of us. He was an apostle. He was a teacher. He was an evangelist. He also was a preacher. And he said, I am an elder. And see, what I really like about him, because he was bold.
Yeah.
Sometimes he was blunt. He'd cut your head off in a minute. He'd get with you in a hot minute. He was hot-tempered real quick. And he was going to defend Jesus at all costs. And Jesus was standing, Peter, don't do that. Why you cut that man's ear off? Oh, man, I got to pick that ear back up. Here you go. Put it back on. You know, sometimes we like that. We want to defend Jesus. Become brazen. I know I do sometimes. So I'll be like, and I'll say something, I'll walk away. And then I get remorseful and have a conviction in my heart. But Peter also was a prayer warrior. He had a lot of faith. A lot of people dog him out because he walked on water and then he took his eyes off of Jesus, and that's when he began to sing. Well, I'll tell you what, they didn't see that whole picture though. When he walked on water, he had enough faith. He said, Jesus, yes, is that yes. you? Yes. Bid me to come. He didn't hesitate. Jesus said, come. And he walked on water.
Yeah.
The other disciples back there looking. Look at him. He crazy. Peter had enough faith to do that.
That's right.
Amen. Even though he denied Christ, Jesus told you, you're going to deny me 3 times. He said, no, I love you, Lord. I'm with you all the way.
Yeah.
Yes, you are. Yes, you are. But he got convicted. That's what I liked about Peter also. His heart was, he had a repentant heart. He had a repentant soul.
Yeah.
He was remorseful. So he wrote his letters to the believers. He said, you're going to go through trials.
Come on now.
You're going to go through tribulations. You get ready to be afflicted. Enemy's going to attack you on all levels.
Yeah.
He said, well, I'm going to tell you, because I lived through it. I know how it's going to be.
Yeah.
So I'm going to send you some encouraging words.
Yeah.
He said, you're going to suffer a lot of things. And see, he said, I suffered a lot. And I seen Jesus being suffered. He was afflicted. How he was attacked. I was there, and I saw. And I even went through it. I even took Jesus through some stuff.
All right. Yeah.
I know. I know how it feels when the enemy is coming at you. When you suffer. When people are talking about you, backbiting against you.
That's right.
They're doing all manner of evil against you because you are a chosen child of God. You are a believer of Christ. Then people will dog you out. He experienced this. He know how it works. He knew the power of God, that God's going to come through for him.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He will come through for each and every last one of them. That's why I love that song, Praise is What I Do.
Yeah.
Even though I'm going through.
Come on now.
Right.
Through
That's
your
right.
trial, through
That's
your
right.
tribulation, through all your persecution,
right.
we are suffering.
Yeah.
Everything is happening in the land today.
Yeah.
Happening on our jobs, in our homes, out there on the streets, just in the grocery store, in churches itself.
Come on now.
Yeah.
Things are going on.
Yeah.
We better have our foundation.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
We better have our anchor in the Lord.
Yeah. Yeah.
Peter tell us, we got to be grounded in the Lord.
Yeah.
We got to hold on to his unchanging hand.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. We got a Savior that cares, that loves
yeah.
for us.
Yeah.
He is touched by our infirmities. Because
mm-hmm.
he lived through it. No matter what, how much they beat him, how much they whipped him, how much they tried to pierce his side and put them platter crown of thorns on his head. He said, I did that for you. That's my love for you.
Amen. Hallelujah.
You can make it.
Thank you,
Jesus. It may not seem like we're going to make it.
Yeah. Amen.
We're going to get through this.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
We got the Holy Ghost. He's our comforter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Amen.
He's going to direct us. He's going to lead us. He's going to direct us and keep us.
Yes, that's right.
Right.
But we got to give it all over to him.
Amen.
I was telling a young lady that a couple weeks ago, you know, we ought to be praying, you know, Lord, if you get me out of this, oh, they hurt me. They're doing this, they're doing that to me, this and that, you know. And then I'm giving to you. We come here at the altars and pray and seek God. And then after we get up, we feel refreshed till we go home.
Yep. Wow. Amen.
Then we can't sleep. Then we go biting our nails. We pulling our ears out. We crying all over again. See, what we did was we picked it right back up. We didn't give that all.
Right.
Yeah. Come on, Pastor.
Yeah. Peter said, I went to sleep.
Yep.
They put me in jail.
Yep.
They put me in an inner prison.
Mm.
They had guards all around me on the inner prison, on the outer prison. They had it there. And what did the church do? They went to pray. They prayed for him.
Amen.
Just like we did for our very own pastor when he was going through. We prayed and lifted
Amen.
Up.
Amen.
We didn't put more daggers in his heart.
Come on now. Come on now.
We hung in there together.
Amen.
Right.
We stood the test together.
Right.
Because when he hurt, I hurt.
Amen.
When he had a burden, I have a burden.
Amen.
Yeah.
I feel the pain and afflictions of people. I told Sister Grant that the other day. I said, when she was running in revival, and every time she would turn around and look at me. And I was like, what is this? I was trying to do Facebook, and I kept feeling all her pain and her affliction. That's what we're supposed to feel.
Amen.
For each other. Then we lift up and encourage and strengthen one another when we go through. Don't dog that person out. We all have seen and fallen short of the glory of God. Paul said, we got 50 men. Growing on that dirt. Let it be told.
Amen.
Skeletons are all in the closet. They trying to get out the door.
Come on now. Come on now.
All right.
But Peter wants a comforter. He'll send us a message. He was encouraging believers to be humble. We got to be humble when we're going through.
Amen.
We got to be meek and mild. Yeah, we're going to hurt. We're going to have pains.
Oh, Lord.
No, we're going to be tired. We're going to do all of that.
Yeah.
But stay humble. Don't lash out. I told somebody that this very morning, I don't feel good and stuff. Well, why are you lashing out? Why are you being mean? Why are you dogging a person out who's trying to help you?
Right.
Why are you hurting that person?
That's right. That's right.
I said, instead of hurting and running your mouth that way, pray.
Amen.
Do you not speak in tongues? Yes. I said, well, speak in tongues. Do something. Don't jump like Peter in the way. But he encouraged believers to be humble.
Yes,
he did. Sometimes we get in our own way.
Yeah.
He said, humble yourself under the mighty hand of God.
Man.
Not a man. Of God.
Amen.
Submit yourself.
Yeah.
Resist under the mighty hand of God.
Yeah.
The powerful one, the loving God, the comforter one. The peaceful God.
Yeah.
Get under this pavilion of love. He'll heal all the hurt.
Yeah.
He'll mend all the broken pieces in your life.
Yeah.
Give it over to him. That's what he's here for.
Yeah, that's right.
He said, but I know I was a hothead. I'm telling you how to live through this.
Mm-hmm.
When you go through a situation, go through it in peace.
Yeah.
Man.
Now.
Don't keep magnifying it by speaking it out.
Just
on a constant, consistent basis.
Man.
God knows how you feel.
Yeah.
Yes, he does.
We keep on magnifying it over and over again.
Yeah.
Speak positive in your life.
Yeah.
See your way out.
That's right.
See your way through.
Amen.
That's why I spoke on Wednesday when Elijah and the servant, even they were on the mountain.
Yeah.
And all the enemies were trying to come in and attack him.
Mm.
He said, I see something out there. Yeah. Servant said, no, I don't. What you see? You crazy? He don't see anything. That man you talk about, I see horses. I see chariots, the fire. I see the whole land full of things. Your perspective, your viewpoint, how you look at things.
Yeah.
Like I said, I see on Wednesday morning, I see the church being full.
That's right.
People say, oh, look at all these seats empty. What's she talking about? See, we look through the eyes of God.
That's right.
Amen.
That's what we have to do.
Yeah.
Amen.
Word.
Peter seeks to comfort the believers who are suffering, being afflicted, and hurting out in painful situations or being attacked. He is warning us and telling us that it's going to happen. It's going to come to us. Just like I said Wednesday about that robot that lost in space. Dr. Smith, warning, they're coming. The enemy coming. This is what Peter telling us. It's coming. In your midst of your suffering, there will be growth.
Yeah.
We have to grow up.
Yeah.
Come on
now.
Mature in the things of God.
Yeah.
We got to stay in the word of God. We still got to praise him and worship him.
Yeah.
Don't sit down, woe is me, why is this happening to me, and this and that. Then praise your way out of it.
Yeah.
I love that new song by Tasha Cobb. Put a praise on it. Put a praise on it. I'll just listen to the words. I can just come playing replay, until I get that right in me. Put a praise on it.
Yeah,
I may be down and out. Praise him anyway.
Yeah.
My family's backing up. Praise him.
Death
is at your door. Praise him anyway.
Amen.
You lost your job. Praise him anyway. Your car is going to be pulled. Praise him anyway. He is worthy of all praise and honor. No matter what we are going through, praise him.
Yeah.
Him control me that much.
Yeah.
Amen.
That's right.
Yeah.
If it wasn't prison and tax and hardships, where would we be?
Yeah.
So God has a divine plan for our lives, a divine purpose.
Yeah.
We got to keep on walking in that pathway.
Yeah.
It may be narrow at times. We may want to stray here and go there and do this and do that. But stay on that path.
Come on now.
When our trials come, sometimes we think that God is not here.
Right.
He's not listening to us. We keep praying. We keep seeking him. It's not happening. We don't hear from God. They say, well, I read somewhere said about the teacher is always quiet during the test. God is always quiet doing your test. We're trying to get to the other side. When that test comes, when it's over with, I'm getting ahead of myself. And sometimes we think God has left us. He hasn't abandoned us. He has forsook us. Or he forgot about us. He hasn't forgotten about us. He said, I will never leave you nor forsake you.
Yes.
I got it all in control. It's in the palm of my hand. Give it over to me.
Amen.
Keep on praising me during your trial.
Amen.
That's all I want you to keep on lifting my name up.
Yeah.
Peter reminds us during our terrible times and our affliction and our suffering that God is not just present, but he's at work.
Yes.
He's working on our behalf.
Yeah.
Amen.
See, we try to rush God.
Hold on.
We try to tell God what to do, when to do it, and how to do it.
Amen.
The more we do that, the longer our victory is going to be.
Right.
Humble ourselves.
That's right, man.
I mean, give it over. Yield yourself over unto him.
Yeah, that's right.
Under the powerful, mighty hand of God.
That's right.
When the mighty hand of God is upon your life, nothing or no one can stop it.
That's right.
The blessings come here. Victory's going to be here. Everything's going to be here. Deliverance, your healing, everything's going to be right there for you.
Amen.
You're going to be like, ooh, I can't catch it. It's come too fast.
Come on now.
See, he said he will elevate you. He will exalt you.
Yeah.
Sometimes we exalt our own self.
Yeah.
We put our own self in opposition because we can't wait on God.
Right.
He said, they that wait on God
shall
renew their strength.
Yeah.
It's our time. It's our season. Yeah.
That's right.
Now, we've been crying for so long. Yeah. We've been hurt so long.
Yeah.
It's our time.
Yes, amen.
It's our time.
Yes.
Sometimes we just pace the floor at night. Wait. Get your rest.
Amen.
Go to sleep.
Amen. Come on now.
Amen.
Come on now.
Quit biting your nails.
Thank
you. Quit pulling your hair out.
Yeah.
Quit worrying.
Yeah.
You can have concern, but quit. Get your rest.
Amen. Yeah.
Put yourself under God's hand.
Yeah.
And leave it there.
Amen.
Amen.
He said, then, this is what we're going to do. You're going to cast all your cares upon him.
Yeah.
For he what?
Cares
for you.
Yeah.
He loves us so much. He cares. Be sober.
Come on.
Be awake.
Yeah.
Be aware.
Yeah.
Know your surroundings. Know who you got your trust in.
Yeah.
Be vigilant. Be strong.
Yeah.
Be mighty.
Yeah.
In the Lord.
Yeah.
Not in flesh.
Yeah.
Not in self. Not in your husband, your wife, your kids, your job. In the Lord. Be strong in the Lord. Because your adversary, the devil, this ain't no two-footed devil with a horn. Two horns, and you know how they portray it with a long tail and a pitchfork.
Right.
This is a person who is a slanderer.
All right. All right.
An adversary. A backbiter.
Break it down. Break it down.
It's not Lucifer. It's not Satan. It's not the devil himself. He probably saying, I wish y'all could blame that on me. Because it's not me this time. It could be somebody that's sitting there right next to you.
Ooh, Lord Jesus.
Seeking, growing, trying to destroy you. Trying to break you. Trying to pull your life apart. And they somewhere sitting you up all night long.
Come on now. Exactly.
They probably in the island somewhere, Bahamas or Jamaica or Hawaii somewhere. And they resting, they having a good old time. Right. And you up here just instead of resting in God's hand.
Yeah.
I learned it myself. I had to live through it. That's all I know.
Come on now.
Even the doctor said you got cancer, and they all running out the room. You know, people get fearful when you hear that word cancer.
Yeah.
And they all running out the room. They coming back with 20 other people in the room. I'm just sitting there. Why y'all run out? You know, just tell me to me, tell it to me straight. Don't I don't want y'all that. They say cancer though. They say some other terminology, medical terminology. No, you explain that to me. They say, oh, it's in your stomach and this and that. And they was in tears. And I was just sitting up there, like, looking at them like I'm crazy. You know, they probably thought I was crazy, because I was just looking at them. I go, I'm not panicking. Do you have anybody with you? No, I don't. I'm here by myself. I didn't know I was coming for that. All I was coming for was get a pair of eyeglasses. And once you get a new insurance, they send you to get a physical. And so I guess the test results came back, and that's when they just took off running. And then they go, oh, you're going to die. You're going to do this. I'm like, you don't know about Jesus.
Amen. Amen. Come on. Help me.
You have it in me.
Yeah.
I don't.
Yeah.
All right. And if I do die, I'm still going to die in the Lord.
That's right.
You
hear
me, Lord? You're going to die in the Lord. Yeah. Right. Yeah. 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 I didn't let that break my heart.
That's right.
And yeah, sure, it was painful. It hurt. I didn't question God doing it, though.
Amen.
They called me the champion. They said, I don't stand you. I said, because you don't know my God. Amen. Okay, I'm even gonna get rid of you. God sent me some other doctor. That's as simple as that. I want somebody else who believes.
Come on,
who got
now.
The faith, just like I do.
Come on, Amen.
And he did.
Amen.
He sent that person to me. See, we can't back ourselves against the wall when we're going through.
Right.
We can't stay awake all night. Because that's what your adversary we love to do.
That's right.
See, what you do, what you're doing, you're giving them power.
Come on.
You are under their hand.
Yeah. Yeah.
While they're enjoying their life and you fret. See, walking as a roaring lion. A lion. I'm trying to make you scared.
Yeah.
Make you fearful and frightened. All that. I'm trying to make you just go crazy. More mental hospitals are being filled today because of fear.
Right, yeah. Right.
Just because that word fear, false evidence appearing real. It seemed real to people. But you gotta place your hands in the master's hand.
Yeah.
Yeah. Whom is this steadfast in the faith? See, that's where faith comes in. That's what I love about Pastor Hart.
Yeah.
Pastor Gardner. Faith, faith, faith. Just a little bit of faith.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's all we gotta have. Faith in him. And he's gonna take care of us.
Right.
He's gonna bring us out, and he's gonna bring us through it.
Amen.
But you gotta have faith, and you gotta believe, and you gotta trust.
Yeah.
Put trust in the man.
Man.
A woman. Yeah.
Come on. Say it.
Put your faith in him.
Yes.
Knowing that whom resists, the ninth verse, whom resists steadfast in the faith, we got to stand our ground.
Yeah.
Right. Knowing that the same afflictions are accomplished in your brethren that are in the world. Sometimes we think we're the only ones going through.
Right.
We're the only ones. We're all alone. That's why God healed me. No, he don't not only heal me. He gave me a miracle.
Come on now.
In my body.
Yeah.
So I can be a greater witness.
Come on.
For the next person.
Come on now.
It'll be the same thing for you. When you're going through your trials and tribulations. See, what we do is we draw strength for each other.
Come on.
Man.
Come on.
Man.
We send comfort to each other.
Yeah.
We pray for one another.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you are sick and you're in pain, I'm here for you.
Yeah.
We'll walk this thing together.
Yes, ma'am. Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Yeah. I know Reverend Brim, Elder Rochelle, probably think I'm crazy. Because when I feel people pain and they hurt, I'm going to be calling.
Yeah.
If I can't come see you, I'm going to dial your number. If I can't get you on the phone, I'm going to be texting you. I'm going to Facebook you. I'm going to do all kinds of things I can get to you.
Yeah.
This is Sherry. I would do it because I feel pain.
Yeah.
I don't like nobody going through and hurt the pain.
Yeah.
But the God of all grace, who have called us unto his eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after that ye have suffered, after you have endured.
Yes.
Afterwards. I like that word, after. After. See, what's on the other side of after? There's joy in the Holy Ghost. There's victory in Jesus. There's miracles in God.
Thank you.
He's just passing them out. After you have been through, after you have suffered, after you have been afflicted and talked about, after you have been attacked. He said, my child, okay, you ready now. You done matured through this.
Thank you.
When he grew up, that was Peter did. He grew up.
Yes.
He suffered a lot. Jesus suffered a lot. You are suffering a lot.
Yes.
He is after. It's the after. I was looking on the news the other day. You know how tornadoes hit the town, or hurricanes and floods and mudslides and stuff. And then after the tornado hit me, everybody, then they come outside and assess the damage.
Yeah.
And my heart just break. And I think I shed a tear or two the other day and see all the damage, you know, everything they have lost, people losing, and they losing lives and materialistic, your houses and your cars and clothes and kids and you know, like Katrina, you know, dead bodies just floating through the water and stuff. That bothers me. I suffered along right with them, even though I might not have been in it.
Amen.
All right. But I felt their pain.
I felt
their hurt.
No, that's right. Amen.
And I sat there and cried like a baby the other day.
Amen.
Yes.
How devastating that is.
Yes, it is.
Then they have to go peek through the rubble and try to save their stuff. Whatever they can find. I was very moved when they found that 7-month-old baby, and they were trying to get that baby. The baby carried on in the wind. Cars and trucks and floating up in the air.
Come on.
But then, I think about it afterwards. After the after. And after the after?
Yeah.
The aftermath. That's what they call it, don't they?
Yeah.
The aftermath.
Yeah.
Sometimes the president will come and look at and view the aftermath.
Uh-huh.
The city officials, FEMA will come, Red Cross will come.
Yeah.
Try to rescue and help and deliver it and try to comfort through food and clothes and shelter.
Yeah.
Then some of the people get up there and they'll say, hey, at least I got my life.
Yeah.
They're grateful for that.
Praise
God. I can always get this materialistic stuff.
Yeah.
Right.
But I'm in my aftermath. The Holy Ghost is there.
Yeah.
The aftermath.
Yeah.
He's going to pick you up and comfort you.
Yeah.
Wrap his loving arms around you.
Yeah.
Get your rest, child. I got you.
Mm-hmm.
I'm taking care of you.
Yeah.
Hush, little baby. I care for you. But we got to stand our ground.
Yeah.
After you have suffered a while, he will make you perfect.
Yeah.
That means grow you up, mature you.
Yeah.
He will establish you,
yeah.
Make you strong. You think, oh, I know I was that strong. I didn't know I was able to get through that. He will strengthen you. He will encourage you.
Yes,
he will settle you. He will ground you. He will lay a new foundation.
Mm-hmm.
I love watching them building. You know, I'm a female. I like that kind of stuff. They be building them houses and stuff. You know, but they lay that foundation down first.
Right.
Make sure it's able to withstand what's getting ready to come up on top of. All your hurts, your pain, your suffering, your affliction, your attacks going through, that foundation has been laid through through God, through Jesus Christ, and the Holy Ghost.
Yeah.
Stand our ground.
Yeah.
I said, we may lose our jobs, our money. We may lose our family. My sister Martinez just lost a family member today. But God is here. The Holy Ghost is here.
Amen.
Peace that's going to pass all.
Hallelujah.
We may not understand what we're going through.
Mm-hmm.
We don't know all the why, when, and how.
Mm.
But God said, cast your care upon Him.
Yes.
I shall deliver you.
Yeah.
As long as you still got the faith, I will help you.
Yeah.
I will uplift you. I will strengthen you.
Yeah.
I will keep you established and grounded and settled.
Yeah.
Like I said, we're not the only ones going through problems.
Yeah.
But we got a God who loves us so much.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
To Him be glory, honor, and dominion.
Yeah.
Forever and ever.
And ever.
Everlasting God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. We serve an eternal God. We serve our King. He is our King. He is our Lord. He is our Savior. He the ones we got to go to. Praise is what we do.
Praise
my name will come in.
Yes.
And bless us in that song once again.
Yes.
Praise the Lord. We're going to join in. We're going to sing. We're going to worship God. Let everybody stand up and worship our Savior. Let your haters hate.
Amen.
Let the liars lie.
Amen.
Let your backbiters try to destroy you. Put yourself on, keep yourself under the mighty hand of God. They may try to go against you, and they will, but they won't be successful. We have to live through it. Before you sing, I'm going to read the words to that song. Live through it. Life is filled with so many ups and downs. Have you ever been there? One day you are smiling, the next day you fight. To hold back your tears to hide how you feel.
Yes.
So tired of faking like everything is okay. When you know it's not right, no sleep at night. You may be asking, because you never imagined, how could this be God? This cannot be God. I can only tell you what He told me. Live through it. Grow through it.
Yes.
Get through it.
Yes.
You can make it if you just pray through it.
Yes.
Don't let this be the end for you. So live through it.
Yes.
Someone you love may have just let you down.
Yes.
It's not the end of the world.
Yes.
God already knew everyone who would leave you.
Yes.
It's better this way. Don't beg them to stay.
Yes.
You didn't see it coming, and now you feel broken. How could you? This be God. Spiritual, how could this be God? This cannot be God. I only can tell you what He told me. I know what you're saying right now. There's no way I can live through this. But I can live through it. No one can understand all you have been dealing with. You're dying inside. You're in a fight for your life. But God knows. And He's there. And you will live through it.
Amen.
Yeah. Savior. Lift up your hands to the Savior. Praise and magnify His holy name.
Even when I'm going through,